Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's scheduled to be joining us right now. He's Joel Rosenberg. He's written a bunch of books. The Last Jihad, The Last Days. He writes for major publications. He basically saying the Arabs have a plan for total Armageddon and destruction. And he's a former top aide for Israeli prime ministers. He became a Christian. And goes around the country, basically, I guess you could say, changing the doctrine. And that doctrine is now preached by Hagee and others. I've seen him. I saw Hagee a few months ago. I was down at the Texas beach watching TBN. And Hagee actually said that Christians are junior to Jews and that they have a separate covenant. I thought Christ said something else. A bunch of other really wild stuff. But all of that... is really not the main issue here. The main issue is that he says Ahmadinejad is going to basically get us any minute, and this guy and his other cohorts are the ones putting out the news that Ahmadinejad believes that Armageddon comes August 22nd and is going to hit us. So that is 8 days away. Ahmadinejad, according to the neocons out there, may blow everything up here very soon. I mean, I wanted to hear it directly from this guy's mouth about how the Muslims plan to kill everybody. And I wanted to ask him some other questions, too. But we will definitely talk about this individual and some of the things he's done, some of the things he's saying, without him being here if he doesn't show up. Were you able to get him? We did get our guest. Well, this is very, very exciting. We really appreciate Joel Rosenberg coming on with us. The website's joelrosenberg.com. And I'll just be honest out of the gates. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff Mr. Rosenberg is saying, but he's an influential person with an influential popular view. And so I thought we'd have him on. Mr. Rosenberg, thanks for spending time with us.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm not doing too well. We're about to have World War III, and my country's turning into a police state, and... a lot of things are happening. But tell us about yourself, sir, and some of your background, and then I want to get into what you think is going to happen here in the next few months.
Well, I certainly share your concerns that we've got a very serious situation going on, not only in the Middle East, but coming out of the Middle East towards those of us here in the United States. This tremendous victory by British intelligence, American intelligence, apparently even perhaps Pakistani intelligence on Thursday, but it reminds us of what a serious battle that we are in terms of radical Islam. Now, my background, I'm an evangelical Christian. I'm from an Orthodox Jewish heritage. My family escaped out of Russia as Orthodox Jews. Got into politics, worked for about 12 years for a number of U.S. and Israeli political leaders, including the former Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the former Deputy Prime Minister of Israel, Nathan Sharansky. Sharansky, of course, famous more recently for writing the book The Case for Democracy that has been very influential at the White House and other places. But for the last 5 years, I've been writing political thrillers based in the Middle East, focused on the Middle East, and kind of drawing people into what I thought was a coming war with radical Islam. What's been strange, eerie, say some, is that my novels have had a way of seeming to foreshadow actual coming events.
Yeah, kind of like Tom Clancy.
Well, in a sense, that's right. My first novel, The Last Jihad, the first page puts you inside the cockpit of a hijacked jet, hijacked by radical Islamic terrorists, coming in on a kamikaze attack mission into an American city, except that I wrote it 9 months before September 11th, 2001.
I thought Bush had never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings, but then it turned out Clancy, you, many others wrote about it. They even had a... Do you ever see that Lone Gunman episode on Fox?
I didn't see that episode, but you're right. People have talked about possibilities like this, but Stay there, sir.
I want to... This is very interesting. I want to get into this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
a cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odor are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joel C. Rosenberg, a one-time aide to former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Deputy Prime Minister Natan Sharansky, is a New York Times best-selling author of Middle East-based political thrillers. I was talking to him during the break while he's being shuttled off to CNN today. He's all over TV and radio routinely with political thrillers, which... And then now he and a lot of his associates have got all these articles out in the Wall Street Journal and other publications about how on the 22nd, Ahmadinejad made start World War III and destroy the planet. Sir, can you tell us basically what you think we're facing with Iran and what's happening in Lebanon and how this all ties into you, you know, being a Christian in your faith?
Sure. Well, let me start with the August 22nd date. I don't know what's going to happen on August 22nd, but of course, the famed Princeton historian on the Middle East, Bernard Lewis, has raised concerns that when Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad gives his response that day to international concerns over Iran's nuclear program, that response could come in the form of a cataclysmic attack against Israel or the United States or somewhere else in the world, because of that connection to Islam and the date that the Prophet Muhammad
he's busy giving interviews to 60 Minutes, and people said, you know, the left falls for Hitler. Was that you that said that?
Well, I do think that Ahmadinejad is the new Hitler. He is saying that he is going to destroy not only Israel, but in the same speech in which he said that he would wipe Israel off the map, he urged the Muslim world to envision a world without the United States. And he said, is that possible? And then he said, yes, it is. And he is laying out a plan, bit by bit, step by step, building an international alliance, buying $1 billion.
But actually, in his letter to Bush,
to accomplish that objective.
Sure. I mean, what happens is Cheney and others say, we're going to knock you off the map, we're going to cause you great pain and suffering, and then Ahmadinejad says back, okay, we'll knock you guys off the map.
No, we never said that we're going to knock Iran off the map.
Oh, yes, they've openly talked about overthrowing that government and breaking it up into three parts, 3 to 6 parts. That's the official Pentagon plan. What are you talking about?
Well, obviously, we don't want a genocidal dictator that really approximates.
Are you saying there's not a plan to break
Iran? But in terms of wiping the country off the planet, that has never been said, and nor is it intended.
Now, wait a minute. There are plans being pushed by the Israelis and elements of the U.S. government to break up Iran, to break up Iraq in three parts. Are you saying those aren't official war doctrines and plans being looked at by the global strategist?
What I'm saying is that Iran poses a threat. We don't want that regime there. We may have to take preemptive action if they get to have the nuclear
weapons. Do you think they have nukes right now?
That's different than proposing genocide, and
sure,
that's what Ahmadinejad is saying.
Sure. Do you think they have nukes?
I don't know. I don't think they do yet, but God forbid that we're wrong.
Well, I mean, let's get down to brass tacks here. Okay, I'm a Christian, but I see this type of Christianity now where it is almost like it's a sacrament that we've got to do whatever Israel wants or follow whatever Israel has for plans, or we're not Christians. And I'm not against Israel. I'm not for Iran. I want all this to stop. And I have Cy Hirsch, who's been proven to be extremely accurate, and now other foreign publications in England reporting that they've confirmed and seen documents, this is out today, that Bush told Israel, go ahead and start this up as a curtain raiser. We want to go ahead and attack Iran. We know they want to attack Iran. And so, again, that shows how dishonest all of this is.
We don't want to attack Iran, not the United States. We don't want to. Israel doesn't want to.
We just need to.
Well, if Ahmadinejad is able to get the type of weaponry to accomplish his genocidal objective, to destroy Israel, whom he describes as the little Satan, and to destroy the United States, whom he describes as the great Satan, then obviously that's an existential threat to us. But that being said, there's a lot of ways we'd love to go before any type of war. Nobody wants another war in the Middle East, and nobody wants to have to go to war with Iran. The question becomes, when a man like Ahmadinejad, who holds radical Shiite views, that he is saying publicly that the end of the world is rapidly approaching, and that the way to accomplish the bringing of the coming Islamic Messiah is to destroy Israel and the United States.
Sure, you guys write books. Hold on, Mr. Rosenberg.
One second.
I've got to finish this. This is important.
It's hard to negotiate with a man who wants to bring about the end of the world. That's what concerns me.
I understand. You're staying on script. Ahmadinejad's going
to
get us.
My point.
Well, let me finish something here.
Sure.
Our government carried out terror attacks in 1953 to overthrow the elected government of Iran. It's declassified, it's public, and they did it hundreds of other times. And I have the newspapers right in front of me. This is Sky News, that's Fox in England. U.S. terror alert, a hoax, period. WorldNet Daily, who you write for. Terror alerts manufactured, FBI agents say White House scripting hysterics for political effect. BBC, some U.S. attack threats fabricated. Here's another one. Red alert for staged government terror. Here's CBS News saying the same thing. Here's AFP. Politics drove decision to raise a terror alert.
Your point being what?
Oh, I'm not done. I have the Washington Times when Ari Fleischer admitted that they were staging it. My point is, Rashid Aswat, the supposed London mastermind of the bombings, MI6 being protected, I reject this entire paradigm. Obviously, the Iranians aren't perfect and have their own little political saber-rattling statements, like pundits on Fox News say, line them all up and kill them, turn it into a parking lot. That doesn't mean that's really going to happen. So my point is, our government has been hijacked by multinational corporations and is provocateuring and staging a large portion of these events, Mr. Rosenberg.
You don't think, you're saying that you don't think that the threat from radical Islam really is trying to destroy Western civilization as we
have. Well, let me see. Our government gave $6 billion to Bin Laden. You don't want to talk about facts, do you?
No, it's a yes or no question. Are you saying that radical Islam is not an existential threat to the United States?
It has been exaggerated about 50-fold compared to the elite we have running our nation that are running it into the ground. Meanwhile, after World War II, radicalizing the Muslims, and that's mainstream history, to try to overthrow moderate governments, putting, quote, radicals in, building the best enemies money can buy. That's what I'm talking about.
So you're saying that our government is the real threat?
We don't have a real government, sir.
You're saying that the Bush administration and Congress is the threat to the world, not radical Islam.
Well, that's what the majority worldwide believe in polls, including Europeans.
I'm asking you. It's certainly not what the majority of Americans believe.
Yes. Well, I have the evidence of that. Well, actually, that's changing now, no matter how many fake terror alerts or how many patches we have.
You think this is all fake? You know, that's a difference of a divergence. I would say America is going through a degree of what I call cultural schizophrenia. Roughly 40% of the country is looking, 40 to 45, is looking at the other 40 to 45 and saying, what are you talking about? That one side is saying, there's a serious threat, it's getting worse, we have to fight it even though we don't want to. The other 40 to 45% is going, where's the threat? What's the problem?
Mr. Rosenberg, let's be honest. Your website is joelrosenberg.com. We have links to it up on Infowars.com. Christians can live, Jews can live in Iran. Now, in Israel, and you're a Christian, and I've got the newspaper articles, so we're going to take your quotes and put them right next to Haaretz and Jerusalem Post. You're not allowed to preach anywhere on the streets.
Of course you are.
No, you're not.
I've been there, seen it. There are more Jewish people turning to faith in Jesus Christ today than at any other time since the first century. There's over 10,000 Messianic Jews.
Are you telling me there's a law against proselytizing in Israel?
You can share your faith openly in Israel.
Boy, I tell you, you're something else. What about laws where they tell...
I'm telling you the truth, sir.
What about when they told 9,000 Chinese workers when they arrived they had to sign forms saying they wouldn't date Jews? Are you saying that doesn't exist?
I haven't never seen that.
Come on, you're not stupid. You know this.
When did you become a Christian to lead the Christians? In Israel right now.
Sir,
what's your point? Is your point that you agree with Ahmadinejad that Israel shouldn't exist?
No, I'm saying that Israel does a lot of Mr. Rosenberg, Israel does a lot of hypocritical stuff that they claim the Arabs are doing.
Well, I'm not telling you that Israel's a perfect country. I just don't think they should be threatened with genocide. And that's what Iran is threatening. That's the point here. The point is not whether Israel is perfect, whether Israel has not made mistakes. Of course they have. Of course. I think they've made a huge mistake in the way they've handled this particular war.
Let me ask you a question. Are there official Israeli maps?
The world with genocide, and
yes.
Iran is.
Are there official Israeli maps from the founding of the state right through today and editorials in the newspapers in Israel right now saying that Israel wants to take part of Egypt, part of Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, you name it? Why do you think the Arabs are so freaked out? Israel has said over and over again they're going to take most of the region.
Take most of the region. They have given back most of what they captured. It is Israel that was attacked in 1948. They accepted the 1947 United Nations partition plan. They said, we'll take, our half a loaf, and they got attacked by five Arab countries. They were attacked in 1967. They have now given back Gaza. They gave back southern Lebanon. Olmert was about to give back the West Bank, but what are they getting for their initiative? What they're getting is attacks by 4,000 missiles, suicide bombers, all the rest. Every time they try to give land back to the Arab people.
So you're denying that Israel's government openly has announced many times in published reports they want a greater Israel.
Of course, they want the West Bank and Gaza. There are members of Israel, the Israeli government, who want that. Ariel Sharon was the leader. Ariel Sharon, however, turned on that idea and said, you know what, I would love to have a greater Israel, but it's never going to happen. Let's give back Gaza. Let's give back the West Bank. For that,
do you agree with Pat Robertson that he was struck down
Israel,
by God?
For that position, Israel just got hit with 4,000 missiles.
I understand, but what I'm asking you is, do you agree with the statements that all these Jewish leaders that get killed or that they have strokes, it's because God is cursing them?
I don't believe that. No.
Look, I just don't want World War III, bro. And I certainly know that there are plenty of Arabs over there that want to blow Israel off the map. I'm not denying that. I'm just telling you, we are not going to beat 1.3 billion Muslims, and we need to get in there and negotiate. Now you can call that, you know, being a coward. I'm just telling you, I know a lot of Arabs. They can be, stay there. I want to hear more about this. Look, I'm not one of these Israel haters. And you can go look it up, Rosenberg. I get attacked all the time. But I don't want World War III.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there is a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joel C. Rosenberg, one-time aide to former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, writes these political thriller books. We've got links to him up on Infowars.com. And I told him during the break, the neocons are advocating World War III. Newt Gingrich and others are up there saying, this is World War III. We've got to go into Iran. They're all over the place beating the drum. And he told me during the break that he's not doing that. Well, putting out rhetoric that Ahmadinejad is going to you know, as soon as he can, basically attack us. And I was talking to him during the break. That's what he basically believes. I mean, is that what you believe, or is that an improper assessment of what you told me during the break?
I don't believe that I or anyone else is advocating World War III on the, quote, the neocon side. I assume you mean being Jewish. What I do
no,
believe,
I don't mean Dick Cheney's a neocon. Hold on. Rush Limbaugh tries that. Those guys in the White House, that current crew, they wrote books calling themselves neocons, okay? And a bunch of them happen to be Jewish. A bunch of them happen to be old white guys. And then Limbaugh tries to spin it, saying it's code for racism. Do the neocons call themselves neocons?
Yes, they do.
Okay, well then, no, I'm not talking about Jewish people. Go ahead.
All right. Well, my point is, I'm not advocating World War III. And nor is Newt Gingrich or anyone else of that caliber. What we're saying is, World War III is upon us. Radical Islam is attacking us and trying to attack us from multiple centers all over the world. And you've got in Mahmoud Ahmadinejad a man who is being very clear. I mean, we should at least thank him for his honesty. He wants to commit genocide. He wants to destroy Israel, wipe her off the map, killing 6 million Jews in the process, and he wants the Muslim world to prepare to wipe the United States off the map, to envision a world without the United States, and he says it's possible. He's building an alliance to do that.
What do you say to the rhetoric where he writes George Bush letters and says he wants to be friends? What do you say to all that?
No, what he said in that letter was, repent and become a Muslim, or you're going to face judgment. That's exactly what he said in the final paragraph of that letter. Look, here's my point. My point is we face a real threat, a threat from radical Islam. We don't have a perfect government, but we do have to defend ourselves against those who would destroy our way of life. It may have seemed like fantasy or rhetoric prior to September 11th, but now we have seen how capable these jihadists are. And in president of Iran, we have a person who, if he is able to get nuclear weapons, will be able to do in about 6 minutes what it took Adolf Hitler 6 years to do, and that is to kill 6 million Jews. And Israel's only the first objective.
Really? One nuclear weapon would kill all Jews? In Israel, one nuclear weapon would kill all Jews?
If he gets nuclear warheads, and he already has the missiles to deliver them, he will be able, in firing preemptively those missiles, kill as many as 6 million.
Hey, Mr. Rosenberg, what do you think about all the polls where Americans are questioning the official 9/11 story? You really believe that fable?
I think that's ridiculous. We were attacked. It's ridiculous.
Do you know about NORAD standing there? Do you know about CIA insider trading?
It's lunacy to say this was some government conspiracy on our side. We were hit. We were attacked. We're defending ourselves.
Have you ever read Operation Northwoods?
No, this is lunacy. This is
the official U.S. government plan that says we'll hijack jets, we'll blow them up, we'll kill young people, we'll bomb D.C., we'll attack other U.S. cities and blame it on the Soviets. You never heard of that?
Sir, you're really, you know, when you talk like that, you're out so far on the fringe.
Really?
That your other point, which I may disagree with, but they're credible, legitimate points, they're just not quite as credible when you say stuff like that.
Did you hear me read all the articles where they admit the terror alerts are fake and manufactured?
Nobody believes. I mean, to create a headline because somebody says it is not the same thing as saying the Washington Times or Ari Fleischer or anybody else.
I have all the mainstream articles posted.
Is actually creating fake terror alerts. Sir. It's just, you know.
No, I have made. I was reading mainstream news headlines.
Well, sir, you're undermining your own credibility when you say that this is a hoax. When you say that the government...
You've never heard of provocateurs? You've never heard of setups? You don't even... are you denying our government staged terror attacks in 53 in Iran?
Sir, there's a moral blindness that you are describing.
I'm under
right
a great delusion.
Where you're unable to see the threat that's coming.
I'm asking you a question.
Our government's not perfect.
Are you aware of Kermit Roosevelt in 1953?
Sir, we're talking... Yeah, of course I am. But we're talking about a half a century ago. You're talking about 9/11.
Sir.
You're trying to say that because we staged a coup in Iran 53 years
ago,
that somehow Ahmadinejad is not the new Hitler. And unfortunately, that was the type of thinking that Neville Chamberlain had. It wasn't illegitimate. It was just wrong.
No, a bunch of Brits were Nazis and wanted Hitler to actually do what he did. That's why Chamberlain did what he did. Not because Chamberlain was stupid. It was because a bunch of them were pro-Nazi.
He and most of his advisors were morally blind to the threat.
I mean, come on, the prince was a Nazi. We'll be right back with the final segment with our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It's now totally declassified, the Gulf of Tonkin was staged, resulting in the death of 58,000 Americans and over a million Vietnamese. It's admitted that they overthrew Mossadegh by blowing up mosque and blaming it on him. And we've got top CIA analysts that have gone public. They caught British SAS out shooting people dressed up like Arabs and running around bombs, BBC. And got a 50-plus mainstream news articles about staged terror alerts. That's all my point is. I have Haaretz and Jerusalem Post about Israel, quote, creating fake al-Qaeda groups to attack themselves, made up of young Palestinians. Joel Rosenberg, did you hear about those articles in the Israeli papers?
Sir, you know, you're when you make good points, then you dismiss, you undermine yourself by going into this absolute fringe thinking that the United States and Israel don't have enough problems with true radical jihadists to go start creating them. I mean, I'm sorry.
But I just gave facts. Tell me where I'm lying. Tell me where I'm making something up.
Sir, no, it's we've got more than enough troubles with people like Ahmadinejad, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah. You know, those are not 4,000 conspiracy theorist missiles raining down on Israel.
No, I'm not saying there aren't Muslims that would want
actual war.
I'm not saying there aren't Muslims who want to destroy Israel.
And you're trying to make it sound like it was the president's fault. It's just not
credible.
Listen,
you're not addressing the admission, sir.
I am addressing.
Tell me which thing I said that wasn't true.
Sir, I'm saying that what you're saying, when you make points that our government is less than effective, I agree with you. When you make points that say that President Bush is effectively responsible for 9/11, and that this all is a bunch of fake terrorist threats that have happened since then, it's just sadly incredible.
I was asking you a question. You can just keep saying not credible.
It may work
on the people who don't know what year 9/11 happened, but I'm bringing up real instances, sir. We have people like John Loftus, high-level Justice Department anti-terror expert, retired, going on air saying it looks like MI6 is involved in London bombings. I mean, you know, this is serious, sir.
No, it's not. It's not serious, and that, unfortunately, your good points are, and when you try to make a point that our government is ineffective, that we're too much in debt, that we're not effective necessarily in winning the war on terror, that there's threats to our civil liberties, all those points are fine, and they are excellent, and they should be debated. But this type of stuff, that we don't have enough threats to deal with without having the CIA and MI6 and whomever else, the Israelis, create threats to us, you're just sidetracking yourself.
Let me just ask you a few final questions.
I can't imagine this is your point that you're making every day.
Well, this is the point I'm bringing up to you, sir. I'm curious, were you an American first or an Israeli first, or when did you leave Israel?
I'm not an Israeli citizen. I'm an American citizen, born in the United States, faithful, patriotic American. I got hired to work in the United States for some Israeli leaders after working for years for American leaders.
So you never worked for an Israeli leader while they were prime minister?
I did not.
You know, because, I mean, one thing Americans do get concerned about is that there are so many people in the government who are dual citizens, and all the spying Israel's done, that kind of makes a lot of Americans mad. But then there's kind of the view in Washington that Israel's our buddy, so they can spy on us. But, you know, the law is the law. And, you know, Israel keeps giving China weapons systems. Are you going to deny that, too?
Yeah, I'm opposed to that. I'm opposed to
they give it.
I'm opposed to anyone who's spying for Israel in the United States, I'm opposed to.
Why does
to
Israel give weapon systems to China, knowing they give it to Iran? I never figured that one out.
Cash.
That's
you've got businessmen in every country who, that's what you started with, is the whole multinational. You got companies who want to make money wherever they can find it, and that's where policy sometimes has to override commercial transactions.
You're not more worried about Pakistan, who's got a bunch of nukes. You're not worried.
I'm very worried about Pakistan, but right now they're helping us, not trying to fight against us.
Yeah.
They help us stop this this terrorist.
What about North Korea threatening to nuke us on a weekly basis?
Yes, this is a tremendous threat. Exactly.
But we got to go to Iran, though.
Iran is in that same category.
Look, you know Israel's been saying, and leaders have been saying, we've got to hit Iran and the U.S. needs to hit them for us. I mean, are you denying that our government and Israeli government aren't saying we need to go ahead and attack Iran?
I'm denying your original point, which was that we have said that we want to wipe Iran out off the map. Is there some nuts that go on television and say we want to turn Iran into a parking lot? Yeah, there are, but both as an American and as a Christian, I don't want to destroy people. What I do need to do as an American citizen is protect our country from the type of genocidal maniacs that are running Iran right now. The Iranian people, many of them disagree with their own government, and they want
But if we attack Iran, it's gonna really make Muslim extremism explode.
What is?
The Pentagon's own P-2OG plan, Joel, says that we'll go kill Muslims.
The Iranian people have no capacity to affect their future. You've got the president of Iran with a stranglehold on the country, buying $1 billion worth of arms from Russia, sending $100 million a year to Hezbollah, and preparing genocide. And that's the threat that we face. That's what I write about in my novel.
They have not said they want to kill. They have not said they want to kill all the Jews. They've said they're against the particular crop of Zionists.
They want to wipe Israel off the map. That's killing 6 million Jews. There's no other way to read that.
It's the political lines of Israel, which isn't going to happen.
No, sir, really. I mean,
you act like Israel's this little wimp. Israel's got 400.
That's the type of moral blindness that made people say, well, Hitler doesn't really mean we're going to kill 6 million Jews.
Now I'm with Hitler?
No, I'm just saying it's the same moral blindness that causes you to be unable or unwilling.
But you are saying that. You're saying that I'm basically a tacit Hitler supporter.
I'm not. No, I'm not. Neville Chamberlain wasn't a Hitler supporter. He was unable to see the threat that Hitler posed.
Really? George Bush's grandfather, George Bush's grandfather was Hitler's main banker in the U.S.
Well,
let me hear you deny that.
That doesn't mean that Chamberlain was. My point.
Oh, boy, this is getting rich. Look,
it's
all
sad.
I see
you
is no.
It's sad, sir, that you've got such a blindness to the actual threats against us.
I'm saying we got real live Nazis like Schwarzenegger the Republicans love.
That you're fixated on threats that don't exist and unable to see the threats that do.
Hey, man, the government is taking my liberties and my freedoms while leaving the border wide open. Bush signed the American Union.
Now.
Pardon me?
You're on the air now. You seem to have quite a bit of freedom. Even to say things that, you know, just don't bear out in history.
Well, let me tell you something. We've been through a lot to be doing what we're doing right now, sir. So the claim that, you know, what I'm saying isn't true because I'm on the air.
It's not. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, Iran is a threat. We don't want them to be a threat. We don't want war with them.
And Saddam was a threat, right? I mean, you're glad we went into Iraq, too, right? Because he had nukes.
I am glad that we went into Iraq. We had to go stop Saddam Hussein.
From his WMDs.
Absolutely.
How do you deal with the White House memo?
As well as his terrorism.
What about the White House memo that says that we'll get a, you know, fly a plane low, get it shot down, painted up, we'll have an informant claim they saw WMDs. I mean, we know they lied about WMDs.
Sir, you know, I'm not sure how much further we can go with a conversation in which you're so fixated on threats that don't exist that you can't seem to see the threats that do.
Hey,
the president of Iran is saying publicly that he wants the Muslim world to prepare to cause a world that in which the United States does not exist, to wipe Israel.
Where's off that particular
map.
Quote about where the U.S. doesn't exist?
Exactly. Go to the October speech, the same speech in which Ahmadinejad said we're going to wipe Israel off the map. He said, we need to envision a world without the United States. Is it possible, he asked.
Well, he's got to be happy because the U.S. doesn't exist. Bush signed the American Union deal.
Well, see, I don't see the president or Congress as the same type of threat that you do as worse. You see Bush as worse than Ahmadinejad, don't you?
No, I see
you
Bush.
No,
I see
no,
Bush
do.
As a puppet.
That's the thrust of the last
42
minutes.
I see Bush as a puppet. No, I see the elite.
Minutes,
I see the elite behind Bush.
You tried to make the case that President Bush
I see
is
the elite behind Bush being more dangerous.
You think that he's right. You think he's more dangerous than Ahmadinejad.
Well, I know that they're staging terror attacks, and I'm going to prove it to everybody, and you guys can't stop us.
Well, oh, good luck then.
Because you know what? You've made all these claims, sir, and we're going to take all of your claims, if we have time, we probably won't, and take each one of your quotes and put three mainstream news articles, many times out of Israel, underneath it. I mean, you're saying our government in modern times hasn't staged or provocateured terror, and I can prove you wrong, sir.
I'm saying that you are so fixated on most of these threats that don't exist that you can't see accurately the very threats that are
I know governments use foreign threats and boogeymen as pretext to control their populations, just like Ahmadinejad shoots off the same rhetoric.
We've got more of real threats out there right
about
now.
To say, sir,
nobody has
I'm
time.
Not a supporter of
nobody
Ahmadinejad.
Has time. Nobody
I'm
has
not
time
a supporter of
to
him.
Go invent.
I believe government is bad.
More of these terrorist threats. There's plenty of them.
I believe government is bad.
If you can't see them. You know, that's sad, but unfortunately you're
oh,
not right.
Oh, it's sad I can't see the threats.
You obviously can.
I can see threats,
you
sir. I predicted 9/11 2 months before it happened.
You think that Bush is a bigger threat than Ahmadinejad?
No. I believe Bush is a puppet. He doesn't run anything.
Well, then why are you so upset with him?
So basically, when you travel around speaking to churches all over America, what do you tell them?
People can read my novel. I don't think we can go a whole lot further in a fruitful
What's
way
the new
in
novel?
Conversation. People can read the novels. They can read the website. They can make their own decisions. But, you know, unfortunately, you've put yourself, by your own choice, on the fringe of society.
You're not,
when we've got a major
that doesn't work anymore.
Battle
the,
coming.
My listeners aren't stupid,
we're right
sir.
Engaged with, right, well, yeah. It's, you know, okay, but, you know.
You're just claiming I'm extreme. You're claiming I'm wrong. But I've been laying out facts and you haven't.
That you're not seeing clearly the threat that we actually face. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just like Iraq, just like everything else, we need to go in there, right?
Is Iran a threat?
Iran is a threat because we overthrew. Iran is a threat because we overthrew their government.
Yes or no?
No, Iran is not the biggest threat.
Well,
it is not as big a threat as our government.
Right. And that's the moral blindness I'm talking about.
No, our government overthrew their good government, and caused all of this. And a lot of evidence shows that our government actually flew in the Ayatollah Khomeini.
You're talking about 53 years ago. Since
that.
Then,
mm-hmm.
The Ayatollah and radical Islam took over that government, but then took our hostages, our citizens hostage. We're talking about an entirely different society there,
mm-hmm.
half a century, an entire generation away from mistakes the United States made back in 1953.
Mistakes, huh?
Absolutely.
Those weren't mistakes.
Those are 53 years old, and we're talking about a guy who's trying to commit genocide.
No, sir, that's the root of it. He wrote the after-action reports, Kermit Roosevelt did. You're an educated person. I'm sure you probably even read them, probably studied them. And he wrote it to Tim Downing Street, and he wrote it to Eisenhower, and he said, this terrorism works real good. Let's start carrying out attacks and blaming on whoever we want, and they did.
Well, sir, I would love to continue to debate your misguided view of history, but as you know, we are now 5 minutes over the time that I said I would be happy to do this show and end at 1:40. I wish I could debate
you. Can go ahead. Hey, listen,
day.
Sir, listen.
But, you know, I
appreciate you being honest and talking to us and telling us what you think. We disagree profoundly with each other. I think we're all going to be safer if we try to work this out and, you know, get past all of the demonization that both sides are engaged in. I don't think Ahmadinejad's a great guy. I know that most governments are corrupt and evil. I know we've got problems in the world. I just don't think Iran is the top of that chart.
Well, I appreciate your perspective, but when you talk about demonizing, it is the Iranian president who's calling us the great Satan. That is clearly demonization.
Can you imagine when those people watch our television?
I got to end on that point, but when you say that we are demonizing them, actually, they're actually calling us demons. I mean, literally.
Well,
so,
I think
the clearest point.
I think America's gone from being the best country in the world to putting all the Hollywood stuff.
I
can you imagine Muslims watching our television?
The United States of America. I think it's the greatest country in the world. I think we are the bastion for freedom and democracy.
I love America.
And I'm sorry that you see us
I love
as
the
an
United
States.
That's not. I, that, that's another false statement.
Country.
You're trying to win an argument. You lost. I'm sorry. I'm defending what's left of America, sir.
What has taken America over
is the great Satan.
I wish that were the case.
Well, take care, my friend.
Take care.
Back in Dios. Folks, no, what has seized America is the great Satan. Who can deny it? The Iranians haven't aborted 47 to 50 million babies. No one knows how many. In fact, last time I read it was over 50 million, but so I don't know the actual number. I'll just say 47. We know it's over 47 million. Iran hasn't killed 47 million American babies. There aren't abortions in Iran. Iran doesn't put, you know, Pleasure Island, where prostitutes try to get husbands to cheat on their wives, on Fox TV, and where every TV show denigrates the male role model to destroy the family. Iran doesn't put cancer viruses and mercury in their vaccines to sterilize their population. Iran doesn't put AIDS virus and hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs medicine to kill them. Iran is a country where they use political rhetoric to control their populations, and it's corrupt and out of control. I know Iranians who live here in Austin who don't like their own government. That's one of the few things that Mr. Rosenberg said that it is true. But I would have taken your calls for that. I just wanted you to hear it. You know, he's real friendly, he's real nice, and he goes all over this country into the churches, and you know, basically we're getting geared up for our own holy war with the Muslims. And don't worry, they're just as red-blooded as we are. They'll get into a holy war with us, and the elite will organize and run the whole thing. He didn't deny the Bushes were tied into Hitler. He didn't deny the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. He didn't deny what happened in 53. He couldn't deny any of it. Well, John Loftus says this. Well, this is Associated Press. Well, this is BBC. Well, you can just make all that up. I didn't make any of it up. Okay, I'm aware of it, I know about it, I'm informed on the subject, and a lot of evidence shows the Iranians are actually under globalist control. That's how evil these people are. They'll have fights with each other and stage it. In fact, I made the claim, let me just go through evidence. There was about to be a true revolution in 79, and then out of Paris comes the Ayatollah Khomeini on a flight, a heavily announced flight, as if our government wouldn't shoot that plane down if they didn't want it to get there. He shows up, and then they immediately make a deal. We know he's in contact with the RNC, the same guys that made deals with the Chinese. Remember all that? These people run things because they're slick, folks. They're real slick. George Shultz, Kissinger, that's why they're so famous. These are the guys that made all these deals. George Bush Sr., ambassador to China. But anyways, they go in there, and suddenly there's this big $100-plus million deal, and all these tow missiles are given to them, and they grab all these hostages. You understand, it's admitted that the RNC, through the CIA, is making deals with Ayatollah Khomeini. That is admitted. He grabs them. They blame it on Jimmy Carter. Carter gets removed, and the day Reagan is about to take office, they release him. Everybody goes, man, he's tough. Then fast forward to 1998. $45 million is given to the Iranians by Bill Clinton. This is a Senate report to be given to Osama bin Laden to attack the Serbs out of Albania in southern Serbia, Kosovo, Pristina area. That's all admitted. Bin Laden strikes again. Bin Laden drives the Soviets out before that. His family's known British intelligence, going back when the British set up Saudi Arabia in 1918. It's the same story over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, it's staged, period. That's why they're in control, because they stage it all. And this is just my opinion. We have the evidence. Now, they're always busy stabbing each other in the back. Iran may have gone rogue. Ahmadinejad may have gone rogue. There may be a real fight coming up. But, oh, we got to have World War III and give up all our rights and let the police search all of us and treat us like slaves, or Ahmadinejad's going to nuke us. I'd rather be nuked than be a slave. See, that's terrorism, to give up your liberty for security.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Tony, Alex, Al, Linda, Paula, everybody, your calls are coming up as soon as I start the next hour. Then at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to do a calm, detailed analysis of what I see happening in the next few months, the new developments that only add weight to my arguments of last week about a huge staged terror attack coming up in the next 2 months, unless we get the word out and stop it. And a lot of great sites like 911 Blogger and others have really taken the bull by the horns and are really organizing and moving forward, and I appreciate them doing that. I think I forgot to tell Paul Watson and my crew to link to that on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to link to this big activist section they've built concerning the warning I put out. I want to thank them for doing that. But getting back to the fellow we had on, yeah, he works for Benjamin Netanyahu and other high-level people. He travels America teaching us. I mean, I'm not saying he's a Mossad agent, but we know there are foreign agents of influence of Israel running around our government trying to basically push this line. And you notice that Joel Rosenberg wouldn't ever get into any facts I brought up. He would just say non-credible, not real. And I'd say, well, Israel has racial purity laws, not true. Israel doesn't let Christians preach, not true. It's all lies. They let little bitty, you know, for tourist money, let the Christians come in and go to certain sites. But you hand out tracts, you do anything, you will be arrested, you'll be deported. And I can't believe he was trying to deny all that. He tried to deny greater Israel. He tried to deny it all. And, look, I just don't know what to say about the whole thing. I am not against Israel. I'm not against the Jewish people. They're good people. But I am tired of these corrupt governments. I'm tired of Ahmadinejad. I'm tired of corrupt Israel. I'm tired of our corrupt leadership. They're a bunch of crooks. And Joel, you know, Rosenberg, you know, maybe just this little independent guy out there. He used to work for the, you know, former prime ministers. And, you know, he just really believes all this. But all he did was stay on a script of Ahmadinejad's going to kill us. Ahmadinejad's going to, you know, get us. Ahmadinejad wants to commit genocide. Ahmadinejad. And I just don't know what to say to the whole thing. You're going to lose your freedoms. You're going to lose a lot in a war with Iran and Syria. And I know the people running our government are a bunch of criminals, and I don't believe a word they say or what they do. In closing for this hour, I want everyone to visit InfoWars.com and get your copy of Terror Storm today. I want everyone to go to InfoWars.com and get your copy of Terror Storm today. Now, if you ordered the collector's edition, we're going to be offering that until the end of the day today. This afternoon, we're taking it off the shopping cart and off the toll-free line. The special edition of Terror Storm I put out without the extras, a little bit longer than the final edition, and has a different menu at the start. I'll sign each copy. The last copies go out today. If you mailed in a check, we'll save a few back, you know, extra for you and keep those and get that out to you. But starting tonight, you'll be able to order the official DVD of Terror Storm. It just arrived in my offices this morning. I am looking out the window of the studio into the room next to me where 5,000 of them sit there on a pallet. And so you can't order them yet, but by this afternoon, you'll be able to call the toll-free number. You'll be able to go to the InfoWars.com, and if you want to get the final official, you know, with the pretty DVD cover in the case and an hour plus of extras, you need to get it. And that's also how you support us. Even if you got the collector's edition, thank you. We couldn't wait to get it out. You've gotten it. You've made copies. You've informed others. The final edition is slicker. The music's mixed better. It's got a few little things added, some stuff taken out, and then the hour plus extras of the best pieces of the two-day 9/11 symposium. You'll be able to order it later this afternoon. But if you wanted to get the collector's edition, the last few hours you've got. In fact, I'm going to give them the order to take it down the next 2 hours. So, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. The premiere of Terror Storm will be in Dallas the 26th of this month. Check it out at InfoWars.com.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.